Thank you, Daniel, for letting give me 2 minutes to do my part. Hello, everyone. I'm presenting, and I'm not the team lead, but I'm just covering for him. So apologies in advance. If I mess anything up, don't tell him. Anyway, here's our team. We had a meeting just a couple of days ago. It seems like ages ago, but it was only on Monday and Tuesday this week. And our lead is Mr. Francisco Aguilar. And there are also a few deputy leaders, including Branko Glavinovic, and then I'm not. Killing all these names, I apologize. Eva and Ms. Graza Luro and Mr. Holger Weimar. And also our chair is part of that group. We missed them in there. Anyway, there's a total of 64 members, of which 23 are female, to reach 65 members in 28 countries. And we have a new member from Romania this year. So welcome, Romania. Anyway, going over the work that we did this week and over the year, activities of the team is to provide expert technical support and enhance the data quality and availability of our different surveys. An example here presented in the screen is the wood pellets and wood fuel data brief of 2023. Within the group, to advance the work, we created, this was like a couple years ago, a couple of ad hoc task groups to address specific questions, one relating to wood removals and another one for wood energy. So in terms of activities, since the last meeting of the joint working party, in 2024, this year in January, there was a leadership meeting. Then in May, again this week, there was the third meeting of the joint team of specialists on forest products and wind energy here in Geneva. And within that team meeting, we had a meeting of the ad hoc group. We have also one in April for the wood energy statistics and one in March for the wood removal statistics. And then working meetings happened last year, one in August and two in September. So we've been busy. Let's see. Within the ad hoc task for wood removals, as an update and a reminder of what the task was, is to review the statistics regarding removals, to share information, identify gaps and inconsistencies in definitions and methodologies. Coordination of this ad hoc team is from Mr. Micah Sinek and Mrs. Graza Luro. And this week, when we met, the coordinators of the ad hoc task group on wood removals updated the whole team, including on a proposed template for country profiles on removals statistics. The team of specialists then provided recommendations of the drafted country profile template to ensure the collection of quality data, which are all welcomed by the coordinators. As an expected outcome of this work is a summary of the responses of the country template to identify inconsistencies, gaps, and opportunities for data improvement regarding wood removals. And the aim is to have all these activities completed during the calendar year 2025. And this is just an example, I mean, to show you the country profile. Of course, I'm sure that you cannot even read any about that, but if you have interest, you're always welcome to ask. We'll be more than willing to share that with you. Then moving on to the wood energy ad hoc task, the task there was to review, again, methods of data collection to better respond to policy questions on wood energy supply chain. The coordinators of that ad hoc task team is myself and Mr. Sebastian Glasnap. Again, this week on May 21 of 2024, we presented an update to the team of specialists on the work done to date, including a proposed outline for a manuscript on wood energy metrics relevant to policy issues, with the TAS team of specialists offering feedback on that. The output will be a compilation of policy-relevant wood energy metrics derived from the GWEE and accompanying a technical report pointing to gaps, inconsistencies, and opportunities to inform policy debates revolving around climate mitigation, cascading principles, sustainability, and energy security. And the aim, again, is to complete all these activities within the calendar year 2025. So again, an example of that work, I'm sure you can read all that too, but no, if you cannot, again, you're welcome to ask for more detail from us if you wanna see the different metrics that we've identified so far. So in terms of the whole team of specialist actions for this year, the continued work is to continue the activities to support the Secretariat and IWG activities, including the FPAMR, which is the, what is that? The Forest Products Annual Market Report. I'm awful at acronyms, as you can see. For the 2023-2024 period, and also the data collections, the JFSQ and the GAW. Complete the two ad hoc task teams in calendar 2025 with the expectation that the 2025 joint working party will be informed of the work completed at that time. And then there's an active discussion for strategic prioritization of activities over the next 2 years, which started in May 2021. And includes the following items as issues for the attention of the working party. The top priority for the group is that recognize opportunities that investment in digitization will create for more efficient gathering and analysis of core statistics. It is an important opportunity to expand and enhance the capability of the central data platform for forest sector statistics. Then other priorities, add value and visibility to the data collection and analysis efforts, promote active communication, visualization tools, short thematic reports, those were all recommendations of the team, continue following new products and trends that might be relevant to be included within the joint forest sector questionnaire or the joint wood energy inquiry or other instruments. For example, construction wood products, wood bioproducts, etc. So with that, I thank you. Give a budget.